8:56, 79 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's been another interesting week on the commodity markets, Bill. What are we seeing so far here on Friday?
Well, the markets traded higher overnight again, but the soybeans have kind of sold off here a little bit this morning after we reopened. Currently, we have the September corn up 1.25 cents at 352.5. The December corn is at 366.25. That's up 1.25. On the soybeans, we have the August beans at 844. That's down 2. And the November beans at 859, down 2.5. We have the December wheat at 527. That's up 6.5. In the outside markets, we're seeing after some economic reports came out at 7:30, the dollar U.S. dollar index dropped pretty sharply, and that's probably the main focus on the outside markets. For the week, and this includes the fact that the July expired last Friday, so the corn's up about 22 cents on the weekly chart, soybeans are up about 29 cents, and the wheat's up about 29 cents, and again, about half that's probably due to the expiration of the July, but still looks good on the chart standpoint. So the news around this morning is really President Trump announcing again or saying that he's going to go all in as far as the tariffs go with $505 billion, which is basically all of them. That was in an interview that was done yesterday but wasn't really aired until this morning on at least that portion of it. I guess on the positive side, a week ago, that coming out here as we reopened this morning would have probably taken the beans down harder than it has today. So I think that's a little bit of a positive there. We have got a positive week. Things just kind of feel better today than what they felt like yesterday. We see the just on the corn side of things, too, they're just a little bit different feeling to the market with some adversity out here this morning like this on the tariff announcement. That's still stayed pretty positive. We're getting some help from the European markets. Matif or the European exchange, wheat's been making new highs and corn's been making some new highs here this week. There's some real weather problems over there in Europe. If you're watching the British Open, you can see some of the drought there. So I think we'll be expecting on Monday that the conditions here will be down maybe a point or so. See how we can finish out the trade here today, but if we can keep it kind of in a positive for the week, I think that's a good sign.
All right, Bill, well, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign on this Friday morning. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions in the WIOL listening area. Temperatures warming up through the mid to upper 70s at this hour. We're up to 79 here in Urbana. Bloomington Normal at 75 degrees, Decatur 78, Danville Inn at 76 degrees, 79 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, and 78 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies, chance of a thunderstorm at a high of 83 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm before midnight, and will drop to a low of 65. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.